African Americans die from cancer at proportionally higher rates than whites or Latinos. That fact has driven healthcare workers to look for new ways to reach African Americans and to educate them about prevention. In Birmingham, Alabama, a one-of-a-kind program takes that message to an unlikely place, as Tanya Ott reports from member station WBHM.
Bernie's Hair Salon on Birmingham's West Side is a popular gathering place for women who need a trim, set, or maybe something a little fancier.
I'm twisting and laying the hair down for it to be smooth around the edges and just giving her an accent twist.
For many, the hair salon is also a confessional of sorts. Between perms, dye jobs, and liberal doses of gossip, customers talk about current events, marriages, and family problems.
My oldest want an earring. Marcus, he's 12. He got to prove some other things first before he can get into that stuff. But, you know, he's a really good boy.
Like many other beauty salons, the TV blares a morning talk show, and beauty magazines litter the empty seats in the waiting area. But then there's the baker's rack tucked between the hair dryers. It's stocked with brochures about breast and cervical cancer, the new tools of the trade for hairdresser Maxine McClooney.
I've had a relative to have cervical cancer that passed away, so we were close in age, so it kind of bothered me. So part of that was because she didn't do what she needed to do and taking it to the doctor like she should have.
McClooney doesn't want that to happen again to someone she knows, so she signed on to a new program at the University of Alabama, Birmingham called Shop Talk. It puts hairdressers through an intensive 3-week training session where they learn about the proper way to do a breast self-exam and the importance of a regular mammogram and pap smear. Health educator Teresa Wynn created Shop Talk.
The stats are alarming. There are so many needless deaths occurring in the communities out there.
African American women are diagnosed less frequently than white women for breast and cervical cancer, but their death rates from these cancers is significantly higher. Teresa Wynn says access to care is a big issue, and so is late diagnosis. Many African American women either don't know the warning signs or wait too long to see a doctor. So Shop Talk trains hairdressers to talk to their clients in a non-threatening way about cancer prevention.
We told them, you engage your clients in a conversation, and you know your clients, and you know what they will accept and what they won't accept. So therefore, as the conversation begins to unfold, you can say, well, have you done your breast self-exam? The person may say, well, I don't even know how to do one.
To assist the stylists, the Shop Talk program has outfitted each salon with lifelike props to make the job of explaining breast exams a little easier. It took McClooney a little while to get comfortable using them.
Well, you know, you're sitting there, and I had my customer. I said, hey, grab the bag right there. And she opened it up. I said, look at this. And she looked at it, and she was like, huh? It's a breast.
A fake breast, actually. A palm-sized, dark-skinned model that McClooney uses to teach women how to find lumps. Smiling, McClooney admits it was a little awkward the first time she tried showing a client how to use the model, but she says it's become more comfortable, and several clients have thanked her for finally showing them how to do it right.
Don't just do a quick exam. Make sure you're really being detailed about it.
Nothing extraordinary, but certainly empowering, says customer Gladys Edwards, a regular who visits the salon twice a month to have her hair done.
It's great to see it at your doctor's office and not at your beauty shop. But it's a good place, because like I say, a lot of us on our days off or whatever, this is the other place we come to, and it's good that it's here.
Shop Talk has trained 9 stylists in a half dozen salons so far, but the program is still too new to tell for sure whether it's making a difference. The hairdressers say if just one client is helped by the information they provide, it's been worth it. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.